Okay, so we're starting in Numa Sechta. Sechta's Me'ila. Me'ila means that there's an Isser to be Nena from Kachem. In Alabi, you have enough from Kachem. And sometimes when you have enough from Kachem, it's Maitzi at Lechulin. It goes Lechulin because of the Hana. But even if it doesn't go Lechulin, it's still an Isser Me'ila. And if someone does Me'ila, there's a carbon Me'ila. And you also have to pay a Karam Mechaimish. So our Mishnah will talk about which kachem, that's pashut. We have kachem, and you shecht it, and you shecht it well, and you do the right thing, and then the kahanim eat the basa. There's definitely no me'ila on the basa, you're allowed to eat it. But our Mishnah will talk about certain psulim, certain kachem that came pasul, what's the halacha regarding me'ila. So the Mishnah, kachem sheshachtam v'darim. The halacha is that kachem have to be, you have to shecht in the tzafin. Here, the guy went ahead and shecht in the wrong place. Shechta medarim, mayalim behem. The halacha is, there's still me'ila. On both accounts. First of all, it's not like you killed it. If you kill a kachem, then it's ready like a piece of nevela. Then there's no me'ila. So it's not like that. It's called a pasul v'kaidish. And it's also, but it's not ready to eat because you did it in the wrong place. And the Mishnah goes back to say, there's a girsa of Ketzad. What's the case? So Shachtam Bedarim, Mekibodam, Metzafayin, there there's still Me'ila. And even Betzafayin, even if you Shechta Betzafayin, Mekibodam, the Kabbalah's Dam is always the Ikazach, Mekibodam, Bedarim, even then, there's still Me'ila. Because even though this Shapsol, you Mekabal the Dam, which is the main part of a carbon, is the Zrika, the Kabbalah. And you did have a darim, still it retains its kachem. Shachat b'yoyim, shechted by day, v'zarek b'layim, yizrika at night, which is no good, yizrika at night, and v'layla v'zarek b'yoyim, which is loizu afzu, v'layla v'zarek b'yoyim, if you shechted at night, and you spritz down by day, still, since it's puzzle, and it's not puzzle enough, there's still me'ila. Oysu shachtu chutzuz manam chutzum kaiman, ma'ilam behem. Or you shechted it chutzuz manam, we had a mind to eat it, out of its man, or you had a mind to eat it out of its place, which means out of its mikdash. All these things are mayal and behem. There is me'ila, and
No.
If he did afterwards, on this basar, there's me'ila. Saying basically, the kiddush is like this: that if you have a kachem that dies, it becomes an avela. It's not me'ila anymore because it's useless. Here, the kiddush is it's psulam v'kaidash. And if you want to go a little deeper into it, the truth is that these psulim, it could be it's an olu. Lo yeredu. If it goes up onto the mizbeach, you don't take it down. So it still retains a lot of its din kachem to it, and therefore there is me'ila. And that's the chiddush of Mishnah. Even if you have the psul of darim, even if you have the psul of darim by zrika, or you have the psul of laila by zrika, or you did it pigle, still the halacha is on this basar there is still me'ila. Klal amar Rav Yeshua, kol shehayu lo shas hetel lekahanim, anything that became mutter to kahanim at one point, ein mayal limba. There is no me'ila because there became mutter lekahanim ready. So now, even though it becomes pasul afterwards, it becomes nicer, there's still no me'ila on it. All these psulim that did not have a hetelakanim and it became pasul v'kaidesh, there is me'ila. What's examples of something that was mutat the kahanim, then became pasul afterwards? The examples are shalona, that means it was nicer. Or if shenitma became tamei, now the kohen can eat it. Or shiyotza, when out of the base of mikdash, you also can't eat it by kachem kachem at least. So those are psulim that make you can't eat it, but still there's no me'ila, because once it became mutter to kahanim, there is no me'ila.
If a
Yisrael eats
a kachem,
it's
done
with
kahanim.
No me'ila. If kahanim can eat it, and Yisrael eats it, it's only an issa zar eating kachem, but there is no me'ila. Because if a kohen was a human can eat it already, it's not kachem yashem anymore. What's example? It never became with lekanim. Which means that there was pigle. Shekibul psulim v'zark was damo. Or psulim or kabel the dam and was zark the dam. It's also psulim v'kaidesh. What does psulim mean? So the steer in Rashi. One place Rashi says a psulim are tmeim. In the Mefarish we could call it, but we'll call it Rashi usually, even though it might not be Rashi. So there's a theory here. One Rashi says that b'tameim, that's the psulim that we makabel dam. The other Rashi says bali mumin. But either way, we're saying in our Mishnah, the bottom line is like this: that once there was a good shechita, then came mutar to kahanim. So then no me'ila anymore. even if it becomes possible now, it's still no me'ila anymore. And on the other hand, it's not so possible that there's no me'ila either. If it becomes possible that the head kanim couldn't eat it, there is me'ila, even though it became possible. And you would say maybe if it became possible, it's not kachem anymore. We're still saying that there is me'ila. That's basically the klal of our Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Ketani, kachem kachem shachtam bedarim ma'ilam behem. Kachem kachem, you took your shechtarim and darim, and there is me'ila. Right, the Gemara, kasha, pshita. Meshum the shritasam v'daram afkinum v'dev ilo. This is probably bothering everyone. That's a mindset. It's a kachim. It's a chatos. Because I shechted in daram now, it doesn't have ilo anymore. What's the half amino? So we explain. I think Mark explains it. It's rikzal amino. Hoyle v'am ula. Om Rav Yechanan. Ula says b'shem Rav Yechanan that kachim shemesu. You have a chatos that died. Drop that. Yatzu m'dev ilo dvar Torah. Min haTorah there is no ilo anymore. Why not? Because it's dead. It's useless. So you would think also, Hachinami, you would think, Kachi Kachim, if you have a Chatos, and you shecht it in the Dharam, which is the wrong place, Kachi Kachim Agavi Dharam, Kema Dechan Kinun Dami. It's like you choked it and killed it. You shecht it in the wrong place. Ishkin Shechita. It's not a Shechita that's kosher. So maybe it's like you chopped the head off. And then it's like it's dead. And maybe then shouldn't have any Me'ila. Kamash below, no, that's different. Kachim shemesu lechazu klaus not chazif anything. Avod daroim, he didn't really kachik kachim. Avod royu lekachik kalim. Daroim is not good for kachik kachim, but it is royu lekachim kalim. And what does that help us? Talking about chatas here, it's not a kachik kalim, it's a kachik kachim. So what it helps us is that according to Tosis at least, the what makes something psula v'kodesh, and that makes that an olu, if it goes up mazbeach, lo yerdu, doesn't go down, it's totally if it has, if this psul is kosher other places. Yesh la hechsher mokam acher, has a kosher other places. So kachem, since it's kosher v'kachem kalim, so it makes, it's not like you slaughtered it and killed it. It's like it's a psula v'kodesh, and therefore it put on mazbeach, lo yerdu. So it still retains some of its kachem.
So, what did you shecht it for, though?
What?
When you shecht it, what did you have in mind for?
You shecht it for kachem kachem. You shecht it for chatas, even the wrong
after
place.
You say that,
that's the halacha. So, what's the halacha? You bring it to Mizbech. That's the halacha. If it goes to Mizbech, lo yerdu. That's the halacha. So the Maisa still retains the shame kachem. I'm just saying, why is the Gemara say royal kachem kalam? Because Vitais is very geshmak, because that's the what makes something psula v'kodesh. If it has hechsher v'makam achar, it's kosher other places. So like upon him, like Marat's kasha was that the Mishnah says a pashta thing that watch it v'shach l'vadarim, watch it lose its dimeila. My answer is you would think it's like I killed it. Kamash, well, no, it still retains some of its kachim, and it's only psula v'kodesh. Good morning, my shi. It's Thursday today, by the way. Okay, let's make it so. Lomali, Dr. Gemara. Of the Lomali Lamisti Kalhani. So in our Mishnah, it's like a little bit of a new start. The Mishnah says a different psulim. It's basically five psulim, five cases that were saying that even though you did this psulim, still has mila. What are they? One is that you shechted it b'doroim and you kamel the dam, you accepted the dam in tzafin, or you shecht the bitzof in the right place, then you makabel dam and darim. Or you shecht it by day and zrika at night, or shecht it at night and zrika by day, or you shecht it chutzim mizmanim chutzim kam, which is pigle. So I'm going to say the tzrichas for these five cases. I'm going to start with the first two, second two, and then the last one. Lomalu misti kolhani, tzrichi. If you told me that yeshechta b'darim mekibul dam v'tzafin, I would say that still retains its kedusha. Why? Hacha this ocha esbu meila. Why? The kabbalah v'tzafin. Ulamai said the kabbalah, which is the main thing. Avodas hadam is the main thing on a carbon. The work with the dam is the main thing on the carbon. So since I did that b'tzafin, so that retains its kedusha. Avashachtam b'tzafin. But if you shechted it b'tzafin mekibul dam v'darim, you mekabel the dam v'darim. You would say, Hoyol bekibon bedaroim who nafuk demila loses demila. It's like it killed it because it's not kosher. It's even bigger psul. So that's why I have to say the case that even kibol domov bedaroim still has meila. What? Why? So we said before that because these things are olu lo yeridu because it's kaddish other places. By kachim kalim, but b'darim works. This is kachim. So since it works for other places, it has it still retains its kedusha a little bit. If you said that, you know, these two, we say these two I have mila. Why? Because the mice did it by day, which is the right time to be makrivit. If you shechted it by night and you made zrika by day, so Lila loves my krova. Lila's not as my krova, so it should be mamish like I killed it and shouldn't have mila. Now that you shechted at night, maybe it shouldn't have mila. Why? Because like I killed it. So kamash lo instol mila. Beitano shachta v'layla havina hoyle v'kiva dama v'yom. At least you makabla dam by day. Ispum mila as mila. Avol the opposite case shachta v'yom. The zorg dam v'layla hoyle v'lav zman akravahu. Since it's not the zman akrava, and you did zrika at night, kaman the chakina dam. It's like you choked it and you killed it. Ispum mila. Kamash lo it still has mila. Now if you look at our Mishnah, the first two cases are in that order actually. That the first case is you makabel dam at safon, and the second case is you makabel dam bedarim. But by his lila, it's the opposite. It's lois vav. So now Gemara doesn't make it in that order. So Rashi, like you know, Bavarn's the question, and he says, yeah, our Mishnah is going that's going loizu avzu. Everything there also still has Mila, and the same thing for everything Balayla. Same thing everything Balayla. Yeah, he could have said that. Rashi speaks about Balayla. He could have said everything was Balayla and still has Mila. Right. He could have said that. Rashi speaks that out clearly. Rashi speaks that. He could have said everything's Balayla. But he could have spoke that out also. Now, Vahu Dinami Im Shacha Balayla Vazarak Balayla. The Zrika Ikavayla have Balayla. He could have said that. Okay, it's Ekanami. Now, we just said that by Doroim and Safon you have Kosh and Kalim, Kosh by Doroim. What about by Lila? What are we saying by Lila? We have to have a thing by Lila. So he's saying, because there, Lila is not called Mechusas Man. Lila is not called Mechusas Man. That's why Lila also is only called Psula B'Kaidish, and not that it's like I choked it. One more case of the Mishnah. Chutz Man, Chutz B'Kaidish, my Chazi. What's that Raya for? Because we said everything has to have something Raya for. Ha'il Maratzin L'Pegulam. Since the halach is, something to become pigul, you have to do the rest of the avoidas. You have to do all the avoidas. You see, it has a sickle din of a carbon. Since you have to do the rest of the avoidas, so, and it's not pigul until you carve a komatirav, so therefore, it has a little bit of din of kachim, and we understand why you are moil boy. That since the halach is, the something to become pigul, let's say someone has machshavas pigul, v'shas shchita, let's say. And then he doesn't finish up the carbon. It's not pigul. It's not pigul. Pigul only is chal when I finish up the rest of the carbon. So you see, it still has a shaykhah style carbon. Even half, the only way it becomes pigul is by finishing up the carbon, by doing zrika. So hal maratz l'pigul means you have to do the rest of the avoidus in the pigul. So you see, it has shaykhah style avoidus, and therefore there is me'ilah. That's the means hal maratz l'pigulah.